Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Okay, let's see here. A 55-year-old Florida man who has a lot of prior arrests was again arrested because he stole his dad's SUV twice. It was the second time that he stole his dad's SUV. That's wild. He says he grabbed this. The guy said that his son grabbed a knife from the kitchen, held it up to his throat, etc. I looked just like that. He was 55-year-old arrested for trying to steal his father's SUV. This time, though, he decided to bring a knife to do it, to steal it. So he's arrested. I mean, why would you, if your kid did this to you the first time, why would you allow them to come back and, I don't know. This, let's see, a couple of, some of these are bad. I just can't. This guy launched into a garbage truck during trash pickup gone wrong, a Florida man, who accidentally launched into one. A waste management garbage truck was making pickups along its normal route in Pensacola. The driver approached, and then he used the truck's apparatus to lift and empty out the contents into the truck. The driver was unaware that there was somebody inside of the dumpster, and he was launched into the truck as the dumpster was being lifted.
Oh, man.
Emergency responders had to arrive. They had to use ladders. They had to get him out. But yeah, that's, I don't know. A woman threw mac and cheese, potato wedges during bizarre incident at gas station, according to police affidavit. She looks very happy with herself. Mercy Thomas, very inappropriately named, was arrested on charges of robbery by sudden snatching. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. That's a charge?
Sudden snatching?
Sudden snatching?
So snatching's cool. It's the sudden?
Like, snatching is sudden. Sudden snatching? Is it suddener? I've never heard of that charge, have you?
No.
I didn't. Is that only in Florida? I literally never heard of that.
Yes.
Sudden snatching. I know there's a story here, but I can't get past this. Battery, criminal mischief, witness tampering. So they were at a mobile gas station, and two women entered. They threw food, damaged merchandise, all caught on video. One of the women, that's Mercy, she was yelling at a couple, the store owners. Then she threw mac and cheese. She went on to throw the store's potato wedges under the ground. They tried to escort her out of the store. She got physical. Then she shoved them over a container of pickled sausages. They tried to take pictures of the license plate. She snatched their phone, threw it towards the road. Oh my gosh, this sounds crazy. This is what happens when toddlers aren't tempered and they grow up into women named Mercy Thomas. And then, yeah, it was just bad. It was bad. So they arrested the women. Her mugshot's pretty bad. They arrested the women, and she's charged with all kinds of stuff, like battery, all this. I didn't even know the sudden snatching thing. I didn't even know that that was a thing. Let's see. I'm not reading this. Nope. I need people to stop hiding things in their regions. We've had two of those stories already. This is third. It's, you know what, though? At some point, people are like, we get it. You know?
So many hiding places.
I mean, it was a woman who hid something somewhere. And would you be surprised if I told you that the police found it?
No, not at all.
A Florida woman slaps her dad over an oxygen machine beeping sound, according to Fox 35 Orlando. It drove her nuts, so she hit her 73-year-old dad. She was arrested on battery on a person over 65 years of age or older. It's not his fault. Our partners, before we roll into Florida Man, a Florida-based company, Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec's P15 is a must-have. This is not a think about it. It's not a, oh, maybe this would be nice. It is an absolute must-have in your EDC, your everyday carry rotation. And the reason why is because it is the lightest, slimmest, double stack concealed carry 9mm on the market. It's 14 ounces unloaded, and it holds a standard capacity of 15 plus one rounds. Tritium and fiber optic front sight, fully adjustable fiber optic rear, striker fire reliability, super sweet trigger. Comes into two versions, so to speak. You have the polymer and the metal. The polymer has a gator grip texture, easy, accurate handling. The metal version, classic wood grips for a very comfortable feel. And it's just classy looking. This is like something James Bond would carry, like the 60s version of James Bond would carry. Same excellent capacity, same game-changing innovation. You have to check it out. The P-15, it's one of my absolute favorites. For public safety and self-defense, make the P-15 your concealed carry go-to. Learn more at KeltecWeapons.com. That's KeltecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. So they've been having this fight, and they're trying to say that they're trying to increase diversity in the cockpit. And I just really think that they need to focus on, especially after the doors blew off that one plane. I just really feel like, you know, they need to maybe focus on just, you know, like flying. And there was literally, I'm looking at a couple of headlines. Like there's one, Chicago Sun-Times, white men have ruled the skies airline pilots, but that's finally changing. Diversity in the cockpit. Does who's at the helm matter for safety? Wow, what grammar. And then you have United Airlines. They've been trying to push. United Airlines have been like one of the biggest promoters of this. Like for like going after diversity apparently more than, what's the word I'm thinking of? Just actually competency? That's so stupid. But this is what they've been pushing. Like Boeing was announcing scholarships to increase diversity in commercial pilots. Do you really have to do that? That sounds like discrimination. I mean, I feel like you're going to get people killed if you're not focusing on competency and instead you're focusing on genitals or skin color. That is so dumb. That's crazy. Having pilots, I mean, when you're getting up in a giant aluminum tube, look at, I mean, whether it's, you know, terror, like plane hijackings or crashes, how well that's going to go, I think, comes down to the skill of the pilot. I mean, a lot of new pilots don't have military training, and it used to, they did. But this idea of equity in airlines or in the cockpit is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. This is, they're trying to do this to medicine and everything. So you have to compromise your safety so that airline companies can check off a diversity quota? Now, to that point, I wanted to play this. This is so crazy. I actually don't want more females flying if this is what it's going to be like. A female air traffic controller is arguing with a pilot who's been flying for longer about a landing. I want you to listen to this. This is insane. Audio soundbite one.
For a short approach, if you're going to do a power off 180, that's my point.
Well, okay. I will remember that from now on. No problem.
Yeah, when you ask for a short approach, I expect you to turn your base to beam the numbers.
All right, this will be a full stop for 65 Charlie, and maybe we need to talk about that some more because you're the first controller in 15 years that's ever said that.
Well, I'm just, you know, if you ask for a short approach is when you turn your base to beam the numbers. If Daniel, you're a student asking for a short approach, I know you're out there practicing and you probably will extend. But if you're doing something other than a short approach, don't ask for a short approach.
Well, I will definitely look up the definition of short approach because I've never seen where it says you turn base or beam the numbers because I don't see how you could possibly do that.
Well, I Googled it, actually. Oh. I Googled short approach and it said to turn your base a beam or before the numbers and you will land probably touchdown around midfield.
Wow.
Okay. Well, then I apologize for requesting the wrong thing because everywhere else, short approach means power off 180, but that's definitely not what it means here.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's because I've worked at different airports. I don't know. But just ask.
I mean, how dare you try to mansplain to this? I mean, clearly less qualified female know-it-all. You know, when you're flying a plane full of people and their safety depends on your skill. I mean, how dare you try to mansplain to a less qualified female who doesn't fly? You know what I would have said? I would have said, bitch, shut up. Don't act shocked and don't say, Dana, you shouldn't talk like that, because that's exactly what I would have said. I'd have been fired, but I'd have said it. I do not have time for people who do that kind of stuff. I just feel like life is too short to entertain stupidity. I'm not responsible for someone else's low self-esteem. I'm not here to make you feel better about yourself. I'm not here to do that. I don't care about de-escalation. Get out of my way. I don't care. Oh my gosh. I was listening to this Kane goes, could she also explain to us how to parallel park? Seriously. Sometimes it needs to be called the way it is.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So the feds are charging eBay over employees who sent live spiders and cockroaches to a couple. They're going to have to pay $3 million. It's an online harassment. It's a harassment campaign waged by employees. They sent a whole bunch of stuff to this Massachusetts couple. The Justice Department charged them with stalking, witness tampering, obstruction of justice. This was an extensive scheme to intimidate David and Ina Steiner. The couple produced an online newsletter called E-Commerce Bites that upset eBay executives with its coverage. And so eBay accepted responsibility for the employees' actions. They said that it was horrific, etc. So, I mean, what brought employees to do something like this on behalf of a company? Unless they were told to, you know what I mean? Like, who just does that on behalf of a company, especially in this day and age? But they said that the couple, they sued them in federal court. They said that they got they got harassment. It went even to a bloody pig mask. They sent a book about surviving the loss of a spouse to their door. Like they were going to kill one of them. So they had the spouse dealing with bereavement, all this kind of stuff that they sent to them, including harassing emails. They signed them up for all these newsletters, all this stuff. This was crazy. So, yeah, there's going to be some prison time served and a $3 million fee for that. Inflation rose to 3.4% in December, obviously higher than expected. The researcher whose work may have created the Rona is still receiving $50 million in U.S. government grants. And guess what? He's found another virus in bats. Dr. Peter Daszak, a British zoologist, is at the center of concerns over this. And he was given another U.S. grant. And there's this British researcher, and there's been a lot of outcry and protest of that. EcoHealth Alliance got a new 5-year grant in August, and the funding is going to see the group study, guess what, coronaviruses and bats in Southeast Asia. They got that, and then they got another grant. This guy, Daszak, he got another grant. What in the world? Aren't you so glad that you pay so much in tax? Really? And commuters discovered that their brand new $700,000 New York City subway gates can be easily opened without paying. Oh. So the MTA is trying to crack down on that. Great job. Stick with us.
And we need immigrants in this country. Forget the fact that the farm, that our vegetables would rot in the ground if they weren't being picked by many illegal immigrants. The fact is that the birth rate in this country is way below replacement level.
My gosh, this is Jerry Nadler, who I thought that this was a joke when I first saw this audio. I actually for real did. And I thought that's real after I realized it was real. That's a real audio clip. This Jerry Nadler who's sitting there in the House saying that, and they're arguing over the spending bill. Saying that, well, you know, our vegetables would rot in the ground if we didn't have immigrants there to pick them. Welcome back to the show, Dana Lash here with you. Bottom of this first hour. This is crazy. Has he ever eaten a vegetable? Being potato shaped does not count. Has he actually eaten a vegetable? I got some questions because but you know, I was thinking about this. So back in the day, you had, it was really promoted by Democrats then. And what became the modern day Democrat Party. You had people in the United States that purchased humans from human traffickers in Africa who kidnapped them from their homes, brought them to the United States and had them pick cotton and vegetables. And here today, you have Democrats like Jerry Nadler who are all for acquiring people from human traffickers south of the border to come to the United States and pick vegetables. Wow, nothing really changes. Just the white hoods come off. Pretty amazing. Same thing. Good grief. Why has there been, and notice how you have not heard a peep about this. You haven't heard a thing. But Marjorie Taylor Greene, during a discussion about whether or not Hunter Biden actually used money that he got from Burisma in China to purchase hookers and blow, and shows the evidence of his purchases that he posted online, that gets days of headlines. This, they all look the other way because they all sanction it. That's what Democrats don't want to tell you. Because see, if you have legal, to support legal immigration and to encourage legal immigration and to make it easier for people who want to chase that animating spirit of liberty and be Americans and have them come through, they don't like that. I really honestly feel in my heart that Democrats reject that in favor of illegal immigration, because legal immigration is an equalizer. You come to the United States, you're an American, you become a citizen, you're an American just like us. Illegal immigration gives them something to hold over people. I cannot unpack that statement any other way. They feel like they need a do-gooder thing. It's hurt and rescue. By making it harder for people to come in and encouraging illegal entry, they get to act like they have a cause. I mean, it is racist as hell. That's crazy. This was not an old flashback video that I played for you. That's not old. And it's not unique either. Case in point, there's one from Nancy Pelosi. Where is it at? It should be right by here. Where she said the exact same thing. The exact same thing. Flashback. Listen to this. This is crazy. This is audio soundbite 3.
We have a shortage of workers in our country. And you see even in Florida, some of the farmers and the growers saying, why are you shipping these immigrants up north? We need them to pick the crops down here.
Do you see this? This is not just one. There's other audio of different lawmakers that say the same kind of thing. Kane's over here dying. Are you okay?
Yeah. Good.
Is someone going to get hit?
How is this not, like, if a Republican said anything close to this?
Because they don't care.
That's
they
what
don't
I'm
care.
Saying. The double standard is so obvious.
These people are like, well, yeah, we like, you know why? Because Democrats, they want cheap labor. They want to live the life and act like they're still on some kind of plantation, but they don't want to pay for it. They don't want true equality because they need people to come into the country so that they can subjugate them and they can have them as like a, create this entire other class of people that they feel like they can be superior to. They don't want to have to actually deal with equality and deal with, like, you know, paying people what they deserve and treating them as like actual fellow citizens. I mean, hell no, they don't want to deal with that. That's why they encourage these policies. They're flirting around with this still after all this time. Good grief. It's not unique to this party. They don't care. Have you seen them anymore at the border taking pictures? No. They're not going to the border anymore because they wanted to go to the border to act like that people were just rounding up kids and putting them in cages. They're not going to the border now because they don't want to draw attention to the fact that it is a flood. It's a deluge coming across the border. They don't want to have to deal with that. They don't want to have to explain that to people in their districts. They don't want to draw any more attention to it. If they really cared, they'd be down there and it wouldn't matter.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.